this had been mentioned before, but I don't think that it was looked on seriously enough. As we know, Sligo town itself has gone from strength to strength from I suppose, the point of view of work and the ATU. And we know how busy the hospital is at the moment. But I think there's a huge demand for this. The first train that comes from Longford to Sligo in the morning leaves Longford at 10:52, which really, you know, unless you have an appointment in the hospital a lot later than that, it excludes your work, which most people start maybe between 8 and 9 in the morning. And it certainly excludes college because of the starting times there. And from the point of view of construction, construction work on all types of work in Sligo, I think it's as we know, it's becoming busier and busier. If there was an early morning train, workers would be able to, you know, access that train, and they would be able to get to work on time, and it probably would eliminate one car from the house. And as we know, with the cost of living at the moment, that would be a great benefit to those places and those people. It's the main town. Sligo is our city, if you like, in the northwest. Now, the ATU is a very popular third level institution, and we know that, you know, there are problems with accommodation. We've seen this in the last number of years, and we're struggling in the town to cater for all that needs that student accommodation. And this train in the morning, and as we know, it would start in Longford. You know, you're talking about Drummond, Carrick and Shannon, Boyle, Ballymote, Colooney and on to Sligo. And that would bring these towns into, I suppose, into play, where students from other parts of the country could maybe look for accommodation in them. And I think that would be very, very important for them to be able to do. So, and from the point of the hospital, we know it's one of the busiest in the country at the moment. People with appointments that would be able to attend could be able to take that train as well. So I think it makes complete sense. I know this has been mentioned on a number of occasions before, but I don't think it has been looked on seriously enough.
Yeah, because we do see other services and timetables improved and expanded in other parts of the country. Do you think that Irish Rail are the powers that be see Sligo as a priority?
Well, they should see Sligo as a priority at the moment. I think as we know, it's one of the busiest towns in the country at the moment, from the point of view of construction work. We have all our main factories. I think it's starting to maybe just go from strength to strength now. The ATU has been, it's a very popular destination now, third level destination. But if you look at our local link services just throughout Sligo, and you look at the local link services travelling in the morning from our towns and villages in Sligo alone, there's three buses leaving Ballymote in the mornings, and they're packed in the mornings. So this will just give you an idea of the demand for that type of travel that people are able to, students especially, are able to get to Sligo in the morning in time to start their college. And I think it's of great importance to the people that we represent that we take it this seriously.